I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We've got a variety of viewpoints on the news for you at the end of a busy week. We'll talk politics and our weekly political roundtable. We'll hear from the guys in the barbershop and another conversation about women and power from, hold on, the happy hooker. That's all coming up. But first, a very serious story. Cleveland police are trying to figure out a motive for that shooting rampage in a Cleveland high school earlier this week. 14-year-old Asa Coon shot and wounded four people before killing himself. It's a school shooting story similar to others we've heard in recent years, except this one happened not in the suburbs or in the country, but in an urban high school setting. Kenneth Trump is president of National School Safety and Security Services. He's with us on the phone from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Nice to be with you, Michelle.
Now, Mr. Trump, you know, a lot of people in your community, and you happen to be in Cleveland, were quoted in the papers as saying they were surprised by this because this school seemed to have pretty serious security systems in place, and like a lot of urban schools, like metal detectors, there was a surveillance camera system. Is that a fair perception? That I think the perception a lot of people have is that these incidents tend not to happen in urban school settings, partly precisely because they have these systems. Is that a misperception?
Well, Cleveland's actually home, and I worked for the Cleveland school system in their security division back in the 80s and 90s, so I'm familiar with that building. And that building is very unique. It's located in the Central Business District in downtown Cleveland, rather out in the neighborhoods, and it is a special building with a special program. It's not a traditional comprehensive high school. It's what we would call a magnet school or a specialty academy with a school of choice where kids typically have higher academic records, and it's located in an area of the city that's not out in some of our tougher neighborhoods. And also, they don't have a high-profile record of incidents of discipline problems or serious crime discipline.
So is this an isolated occurrence, or is this indicative of something that we need to be thinking about?
I think we need to think about it because it just reinforces what we learned at the Amish schools at Columbine at Bailey, Colorado, in that it can happen anywhere, urban, suburban, rural, private schools, or specialty schools.
Is there any more that can be done to prevent something like this? Because as we said, that this school already had security systems in place.
Well, the technology is only as good as the human element behind it. The first and best line of defense is a well-trained, highly alert staff and student body.
Well, trained to look for what?
Early warning signs. We know that in all of the school shootings, someone knew something ahead of time. A kid had made a threat. There was a change in behavior. A student had a whole lot of baggage. Keep in mind, these kids do not come in and just start shooting. They have a lot of social, emotional, and psychological baggage that builds up to the day of actually pulling the trigger.
So again, what should school officials be looking for, and what interventions do you think are called for that perhaps are not now taking place?
School officials need to look for changes in behavior in kids. The number one thing is to communicate with kids and families, get to know your students, and if you have a student such as this young man who is involved with Children and Family Services, juvenile court, the police department, get those people talking to each other so they can service the kid before a tragedy.
So finally, a couple incidents that were reported in the wake of this one in Cleveland, Stafford, Virginia. A boy told classmates that he made threats against classmates. He said he'd kill them if they snitched. A 14-year-old in Pennsylvania was arrested after he was found to be amassing some kind of an arsenal. Is this a sign that something's going wrong or something's going right, that some people are coming forward to disclose these things?
While we hear about the high-profile tragedies like the one in this week in Cleveland, we often don't hear about the ones that have been prevented. There are a number that are prevented, and people are getting better since Columbine at recognizing the warning signs preventing incidents, but unfortunately some still slip through the cracks.
All right. Kenneth Trump is with National School Safety and Security Services. He spoke with us by phone from Cleveland. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.